This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Oh, don't be scared.
Okay.
He's a professional.
I know.
He's a professional vet, and he's got some advice for us this morning about, well, one of the less socially acceptable problems that our pets can face sometimes. Dr. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Helen. Come on, brace yourselves for this, people.
Okay.
It's not exactly breakfast time viewing, but I'll try and sort of gloss over the chunky bits. I had a call over the Easter long weekend. A very concerned friend was seeing some symptoms in their dog and was worried about intestinal worms.
Oh, puppy.
And, and so we were able to work through that one absolutely fine. But as we talked through the whole issue of worms, I mean, who wants to talk through that issue? But I guess the thing that came to mind for me is that it is a pretty important part of pet ownership.
Uh-huh.
It's quite different to the worm talk that you had if you're talking to people, and it can be really quite confusing. So I thought it might be just good to cover off a couple of questions. What worms do our pets get? How will we know that they have it, and what should we do about it? And so if we can possibly deal with that topic, I think it could be a really worthwhile thing to do just because it concerns the well-being of our pets.
So, come on then, hit us with it.
Yeah, all right. First is, what worms do they get? And there's three I want to cover off, because worms in dogs, it just gets so confusing. First, intestinal worms are the things that we're going to cover today. Unlike in people, because we have much better hygiene practices and all the rest of it, worms are much less of an issue for us. But for our pets, they just do some things. They eat off the ground. They smell each other's butt. You know, there are things that go on, which means it's a bigger topic for them. Interestingly, they have about 11 different types of intestinal worms that they get. And there's going to be a spot quiz at the end of this, Aaron. So I'm going to be mentioning some of the names of these words. I want you to write them down. I want you to memorize them. So there's Echinococcus granulosus, which is the tapeworm that they get. There's whipworm, roundworm, hookworm. There's the flea tapeworm, which is called Spirometra erinacei.
Wow.
And if that doesn't turn you off your cornflakes, nothing will. Basically, there are 11 different types of worms. It's a big deal. Our pets are also susceptible to heartworm. Now, that's spread by mosquitoes. Completely different topic, and we'll deal with that another day. The third type of worm they get is no worm at all, and that's ringworm. That's actually caused by a fungus. So as you can see, with all those worms out there, people do get pretty confused.
Okay, yep. So it's not as simple as sort of the one little chewable tablet once a month and that's it?
Yeah, it can be. It can be as simple as that, but I guess we have to figure out which type of worm we're trying to treat.
Right.
Today we're going to talk about intestinal worms. Second question that people come up with is, how do I know if they've got it? You know, I've been noticing some signs. I think they're losing weight. He's looking a little bit dull in the coat. He's dragging his butt along the ground.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They come up with a lot of questions, say, you know, how will I know if my dog or cat has worms? And this is where we need to sort of turn our thinking on its head. Stop looking for signs. Don't think about treatment. This is an area that's all about prevention. And so really what we need to say is, don't be looking for signs. By the time we get to, you know, them showing some signs, then, you know, the horse has bolted. We really have to be thinking about prevention. And it can be as simple as just visit your vet, get a good stock of intestinal oarwormers, and use them. For a mature dog, they just need to be given once every 3 months.
Oh, okay.
So it's really get the right tablets from your vet. Measure your dog's body weight, because it's important, especially with growing dogs. You know, you think, oh, surely he's only 8 kilos. I'm sure that's what he was last time. A bit like us, like next time you put him on the scales, you find he's 12, you find you've been underdosing him. So the right treatments from your vet, the right dose weight rate, and every 3 months, which can be a bit of a challenge. I mean, how do you remember a 3-month interval? Unless you've got an iPhone or a really reliable calendar, the best way that I've found is the first Saturday of the school holidays. If you got school children, every time it's school holidays, that's the prompt to remind you to worm your pet.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. Easy one.
Last thing is just, you know, are there general other things that we can do? Cleaning up in the yard, cleaning up the waste in the yard is going to be a good thing to break the life cycle. Another thing to know is that it's always going to be our younger pets and our older pets that are more vulnerable. So if you've got a young, a puppy or a kitten, as part of that, you know, visiting the vet for the first time, going through their first vaccinations, get the drill on how often they need to be wormed, because they sort of need to be done weekly until they're 12 weeks of age, every month until they're 6 months, and then every 3 months of age. So all of that to say, you've got to be pretty intentional about it. get some professional advice, use the right products, and you'll be there'll be no problems at all in your in the pets in your household.
Great. Well, I'm not going to be having noodles for lunch after this conversation. But we do need to check in with you because you're expecting a litter of puppies in your household at the moment. Any news on that front?
Oh, I tell you what, Kakoa, who's our, she's our skinny little mini poodle, and she's usually such trim, taut, and terrific thing. In fact, she's always been one of these little twiggy puppies. You know, she's such a skinny mini, and she's just got the little round pot belly, and she's so cute. We can't stop just admiring her. She looks lovely in a motherly way, and so counting down the sleeps, perhaps as early as next week, there'll be a sleepless night. There'll be and the sound of patter of little feet. I say she's only having three, but I think she's probably having like 13, the size of her belly. She's looking pretty prodigious. So exciting times in our household.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.